Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una, Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna ilma. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Safar 1444. We present to you our report back of last week's activities. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, pronounce it, announce it, proclaim it, attribute everything to Almighty Allah. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi. As mentioned and enshrined in the noble Quran, it's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Hadith in Ibn Majah, beautiful hadith. When things go our way, alhamdulillah. And if you know the whole dua, then read it. Alhamdulillah bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praise is due to Allah, through whose bounties the ending, that every good action reaches its ending and conclusion. And if things go against our worm's fancies and desires, then say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We praise Almighty Allah in all cases and circumstances. Alhamdulillah, the morning program is gathering a lot of momentum again. Hada min fadli rabbi. Non-Muslims, the word is going around, and that is why we start 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Allah Jalla wa'ala reward Radio Al-Ansar, the directors there, our Mawlana Arafat, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. MashaAllah, each one of them is putting a lot of sacrifice, and then we come in also for half an hour. So Alhamdulillah, the Q&A is proving to be very good for the non-Muslims. Allah give them hidayat. Then our tafsir also is going very well, and we do in the morning 1-2 verses, 2-3 verses. Then 105-130, mashallah. Last week we completed Surah Al-Haqqah, chapter 69. Today we started Surah Ma'ari, chapter 70. So all that is the mercy of Allah. Then 130-2 from the archives. There we are busy with Surah Ahzab. So is Surah Ahzab, and then is Surah Sabah, and then Surah Fatir, and then Surah Yasin. All that is recorded already. So it's just 2-3 surahs left, inshallah, and then we will be busy with the last 1-2 Jews. Allah Jalla Wala, out of His grace, mercy, make us min al maqbooleen and accept the tafsir, and it will be, inshallah, recorded from ending, starting to ending. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. And thereafter, the Q&A, that is still our flagship program, mashallah, we get very good feedback locally, nationally, internationally, globally, from different people, different countries, and people every day got different questions. Tuesday, Wednesday, mashallah, we have the bliss of marriage with our Radio Sirius FM. Allah Jalla Wala reward our Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal, and that also is gathering a lot of momentum. Then Tuesday night I have tafsir, mashallah, in the Jami Masjid, and we read the verse Surah 9 verse 84. ولا تصلي على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقوم على قبري. And you cannot pray for any non-Muslim, nor can you stand by the grave. So about the queen and all her stories. So all that I explained, for us Muslims, all this is haram and not permissible. There's different thing now, politicians want to do boot licking and so forth and so on. And they go with a begging bowl cap in hand. So therefore they have a hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Then there were a lot of questions from the brothers, mashallah. Wednesday, mashallah, I went to Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib, and Hazrat left on Friday for Pakistan, and then you're going for Umrah and come back to Pakistan, and after a month or so will return. So mashallah, I read Asr Salat here in the Khanka, and then I was there half an hour before Maghrib, gave Hazrat the news, views and interviews, what's going on in the world and so forth. We had a nice cup of tea, then a lesson of Muslim Sharif, mashallah, very very interesting ahadith and so forth. And thereafter that, I had another half an hour, 40 minutes, and that was before Isha. I made a list of many questions because I knew Hazrat is going. So mashallah, it was just, you know, two of us and a lot of questions. So then we debated, discussed it, all that, very very good. Allah Jalla Wala grant all our teachers siha, afiya, izzat, those who are alive, and those who passed away, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. You can only make it in life, Islamically, when we show true love and respect to our parents, to our teachers. Even we can have difference on issues, remember, that does not mean anything. Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, one quarter, one third of the Hanafi fiqh, they differed with Imam Abu Hanifa. But how they love their teacher. So we also should take lesson from all this. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Shafi'i, they differed on several issues. But what love Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal had for his teacher. What love Imam Shafi'i had for Imam Malik, rahimahullah, his teacher. So all these are great, great lessons for all of us. And then, mashallah, that after Isha, I told us that now you're going to make dua for us and everything. So he was also very happy and I came, and then I was happy I met him. Allah Ta'ala bring him back safely. He has to go meet his family there. What great sacrifice. Sacrifice 35 years Hazrat is here, mashallah. And you know that we were his first students when he started teaching in 1974 there in Newtown Madrasa, Al-Madrasa Al-Arabiya Al-Islamiya. Now the name is changed and all that. So anyway, so that happened Wednesday night. Thursday, mashallah, we had our fiqh lesson and we discussed mahar. And that is what Maulana Zahid, so very interesting issues came. Can you use the word dowry? Can you use the word labola? All that. So this, if you study, are not Islamic terms. And the sad part is you will find it in our nikah books. They write their dowry. Dowry is a Christian term, but people just follow, you know. So we must get rid of that. We must use the proper Islamic terms, marital gift. So wa'atun nisa aswadukati nanihla. So good interaction. And then the tafsir, and we concluded Surah Al-Haqqa. And thereafter that Panoli Mota, our Bilal Panoli and his brother Shafiq and Akram Bhai, three brothers, all from India. So mashallah, so as they are, aaj ka naya samachar kya hai? They use the word samachar. What is the latest breaking news happening in India and all that? So I have to give them more news than they give me. So anyway, so that is very good and so forth. So that was Thursday. And then, you know, we get so many emails and WhatsApps and all that. We try and answer. In the meantime, I announced it 3-4 times in various programs that my father, Ismail Osman Hussein, he passed away in 82, Ramadan. And my auntie, she passed away there in Roshni. So in Ramadan, she passed away as well. So I remember from Newcastle, I came here to perform Janaza Salat. So remember that we say Aisafwi. So Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So it is her daughter, Rashida. So she was critically ill. Her daughter, son came from Canada. They made it in time. And it was a good thing that they all were here, because obviously she was asking about them and so forth. So what happened was, Friday I translated the khutbah from here in Lens. And that was Sheikh Usama Khayyat. It was one of his best khutbahs he delivered. He spoke about ihsan. If see people do you a favor, Allah Jalla Wala did us a favor. He gave us Iman and Islam. So how grateful, loyal we have to be to Almighty Allah. Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did us a favor. So how much love and respect we must show to the Master Alayhi Salaam. Obviously we have to believe in Almighty Allah and the Messenger and all the Prophets and Messengers Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Then Sahaba, what great sacrifices they did for us. Today we got Islam. And then he came to the Fuqaha and the jurors, and he mentioned by name Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and so forth and so on. So that was very good, you know. And then he said, sometime when we praise people, then we go beyond the limit. That's not permissible also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahsud turab fi wujuhil maddahin, that take the sand and put in the people's mouth who are praising you excessively and so forth. So we must curb them, hadith in Musnad Ahmad and various compilations. So what everything Islam wants must be in moderation. Sometime when we come to praising a person, we forget the hadith. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say that I say this person is so and so, but wala uzakki alallahi ahada. Allah knows the private life of that person. We just know certain things. So Allah. So always add that sentence, wala uzakki alallahi ahad. All this is mentioned, remember, in Musnad Ahmad and in various compilations and so forth and so on. So it was a good khutbah that Sheikh Usama Khayyat rendered and delivered, and salat, and then translated, and khutbah, and then dua. Then my brother Muhammad Khan came and he fetched me. We went there to the masjid, Sabri Masjid. So mashallah, when I entered, it was 18 minutes past 12. So the muazzin came. He said, what time azan? I asked him, what time normally? He said, 25 past. I said, no, give 20 past. So he was happy. So I went and I read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid, but there was some noise going on in the masjid, you know, and there's normal case there. So anyway, then after the adhan, then I delivered the lecture, spoke about the queen and so forth and so on, what Islamically is our stance. We can't be praying for non-Muslims. We can't be saying RIP, rest in peace, and all these issues. Then I spoke about the etiquette and adab of the masjid and said that we must make intention of etikaf. We must be silent. We can't be making noise, cell phone noise, people laughing, joking like it's a fish market, you know. This is one of the signs of Qiyamah. Open Tirmidhi, open Mishkat Sharif. Wal aswatu fil masajid. The people will make so much noise in the masjid. Today, the curse of the cell phones. Now we read Zohar Salat. That phone rang 3 times. I had to make an announcement even today. Why can't you switch off your phones before you enter the masjid? There's no excuse. You know that you are going to the masjid. The boards are there, everything. But the Afrikaans saying is the right one. Man khapla, beparwa in Urdu. In Arabic, la yubali. It's the no-care attitude, you know. You see, the ulama wrote something very beautiful. When we don't have that ta'zim, that respect for the masjid, then we do all this. If we had that respect, then we will not do all these foolish things and stupid things, remember. If you go to the president's office, prime minister's office, 10 times you will look in the mirror and see my cell phone must be off and so forth. This is the King of Kings, Almighty Allah. But because that respect is not embedded in the inner recess of our heart, we just go like that and so forth. It's very bad. And then third one, the challenges the Ummah are facing in different parts of the world. So mashallah, some brothers came and told me, very good, I made that announcement, too much noise in the masjid and so forth. The Imam Sahib also was happy, and so Allah Ta'ala reward them. One trustee also came to me and told me that very good, we made the announcement and it's for all the masajid. Thereafter, I came straight home and then I had my nice acne and so forth. And then I was tired. I said, let me sleep. And I told my wife, wake me up for Asr. Lo and behold, I slept for about 1 hour or so, 1.5 hour. And then she came to wake me up that Rashida passed away. So I said, what time? She said, just now, just after 4. But by the time the news came, all that must be about 4:15, 4:20. So they woke me up 4:30. So first thing I did was, I said, let me just see the message, if what time, janaza or something. So till that time, nothing was confirmed. So I contacted Mona Zamir Sharif. Now Mona Zamir is my cousin, that is my same Dafui, that grandson, great grandson, and so forth. So that from Balfour, and he studied then Darul Newcastle, our student also. So mashallah, so the family, we know 5-6 generations there, I think now. So Almighty Allah reward him, grant his father Ibrahim Sharif Noor Jannat al Firdaus, he's buried there in Balfour. So he said that we're trying for tickets, but it's very difficult, but I must come down to Benoni, and then they will see. I said, very good. So we read Asr Salat, and then I rushed from here. Exactly Maghrib time, I was there in Benoni, and you know, I went alone. And then when I reached there, the namaz was finished in the masjid, so I just read there. And then I asked, Maulana came after 5-10 minutes. So I asked him what we're doing. He said, no, we're going by car. So I said, we better go quick, because I heard janaza is 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11, then we have to leave. But anyway, they delayed the janaza because people were coming and so forth and so on. So then we were at ease. They told us 1:30 will be janaza, pick up 1 o'clock. So Asr was done here in Lens, Maghrib was done there in Benoni. So mashallah, Mawlana Zamir is and myself, his mother and sister at the back, so four of us, the two of us in front. So I told him, if you want, I must drive, then I'll drive, but it's better you drive. He said, no, he'll manage. Mashallah, the way he drove, he put us there in five and a half hours, you know. And 180, 190, 200, I told him if that speed of meter could go more than 200, I think he should have gone. But they got their ways and gadgets there in their phone. They know exactly where the trap is, you know, the speeding cameras are and so. So then they slow down and then they press again, and mashallah. So because we're rushing now, we're making zikr. So then I told him, you know, 10 o'clock, quarter to 10, we must stop. We have to read Isha, and we're all hungry also, and we have to go relieve ourselves, and a lot of stories. So anyway, we stopped. So where we stopped there, we passed the Tugela Toll, and then there's an engine. Now, I'm going to Durban by car. I don't know after how many years. So remember, I couldn't believe what I saw. The tolls alone are 800, 900 rand, you know. From Benoni, we passed 6 tolls, and these things, it was, I couldn't believe so. And then the petrol, 1,800 rand, you had to fill up the diesel. You know, and so, and especially at that speed. So anyway, so we read Salat there. Allah reward you, brothers, sisters, whoever put that structure up there by the engine garage. If you're going from here to Durban, so after the Tugela Toll, if you're coming from Durban just before the Tugela Toll, wonderful facilities, very nice, very clean, men one side, women one side. So we read Isha, we ate something, and then we left. Quarter past 12 or so, we were there in Umslanga. So by the time I entered the house and all that, you know, I want to enter last and all that. So then, mashallah, I entered 12:30 and I met Dr. Shiraz. He's our Auntie Rashida's son. He came all the way from Canada. He just landed Jumma time, 2 o'clock or so, yeah, in Johannesburg. And then by the time he comes out to local airport, get the connecting flight to Durban, he landed there in Durban 5:30. And 4:30, by the time he left from here, he didn't know his mother had already passed away. But I gave him a lot of tasalli and told him, see, koi koi kehi nasib hoy. Very few people have this in the world. 30 years ago, his father passed away. I was in Newcastle, and I remember that I would go see him, and he passed away. It was a Friday. So mother passes away on a Friday, and at Asr time, Mubarak day, Mubarak time. What more can you ask for? Your father passes away. And I remember I delivered the Jummah lecture there in Tongat Masjid as well. That time, you know, 1993 or so, 92, 93. So plus minus 30 years ago. So now when we picked up and all at 1 o'clock, so now we reached from Umslanga. Now I went with Dr. Junaid Arbi and them to the graveyard and cemetery. Brother Faisal Sharif and all Maulana Zamir was with us, or went in the other car. So anyway, so I told Maulana Zamir that you must go inside, make the dua, and there by janaza the family wants, I'll do everything there. So nevertheless, all that took care of it. Now when we reached there, no water in Tongat. Huge problem. 6-7 months, no water. Graveyard got no water. People are struggling. Now, where must we make wuzu? So we waited now. So about 1:40, 1:45. Now, that is Saturday morning. We have the janaza. There was a good crowd, you know, for that time of the night. So a lot of family members, some local people from Umslanga, Tongat. Allah Jalla Wala reward the burial committee and whoever is in charge. I know A.K. Wazar is in charge. He's one youngster. He was with us in Hajj. charge, and I'm meeting him after very long. So I could see he's in charge, and you know, Nasir is in charge, and his youngsters are taking over. So Allah Ta'ala reward all of them. So then after that, the janaza, then burial and so forth. By the time we finished, there was already 3:15. Then I told our brother Fayaz, he's married to the other daughter. I told him, take me to Abdul Sattar's grave. So when we went there, then I told him, you know, Sattar Ba also passed away on a Friday, and I was there for the janaza and so forth. So I went to make dua for him also. And then everybody else, we make dua. But Alhamdulillah, one thing I noticed was the floods and everything, none of the graves there in Tongat graveyard, anything happened. They said all were intact and still are intact. So this is the great mercy of Allah. Some places, the graves and everything were washed away, and a lot of things happened, you know. Allah Jalla Wala grant all our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Then we went back to the house, it's 3:30 and so forth. Now I asked Mona, what we're doing? He said, no, we're going to book into a hotel. So mashallah, 4:00 in the body, 4:15, now we're in the hotel. So we got two rooms, and mashallah. So I told Maulana, now the whole night no sleep now, and all of us exhausted. So I said that let us read Fajr Salat. So me and you will read here in the room, and the woman can read in their room. And then after that, I will do my interview here Saturday morning. So 5 to 5:30, we did the interview, and then we slept like a baby after that. Now, I asked him before that, what time we check out? He said, 11 o'clock. So I said, very good. So 10 o'clock, quarter to 10, woke up, had a shower, everything. Now breakfast. I said, let's go to Ispingo Beach by my sister. My sister wasn't too, she just went for operation and all for her knee, but she's much better now. Allah give her, or both sisters of mine, Shifa. So we had a nice, healthy, hearty brunch, you know, breakfast, lunch, everything. We read Zohar Salat there, and then we came back. Then we went to the Umslanga again. And we met the family, and then the lady said they're going to stay because Mozamir's brothers are coming by plane, and then they will go back in the afternoon, evening, and then they will jump in with them, go by plane. We said, very good. So I told Mozamir, 2:30, we must leave. So I said, you drive, I'm taking the whole back seat, I will serve. We said, business class, because I'm exhausted, I need to sleep. So mashallah, so we read our Zohar finish. Then I told him, you must stop in harassment. So there we will have our Asr, then we will have something to eat, and then we read Maghrib, and then we will come to Binoni and read Isha. He said, fine. So again, mashallah, he knows how to drive, you know. So I told him, now, how are you going to check? He said, no, I'll keep the phone by me to look for all that, you know, all the cameras and all that. So mashallah. So I was sleeping, waking up. He said, the way it was raining one place, it was hailing also. I said, but I didn't. He said, you were fast asleep. So I said, yes, that must be the case. I was so tired. So mashallah, then we were there. Isha time, we came here about 9 o'clock up, quarter to 9. So opposite quarter to 9 to Binoni. Maghrib, Asr and Maghrib, we read there in Harrismith. We had that half an hour, 45 minutes. And there we met one brother from Leslie, Ashraf Ghani. So mashallah, he knew us well and so forth. So it was interesting meeting him there, mashallah. I saw some other people, but they were excited to see me, but I don't know their names. So anyway, all that happened there, that rapid up. Then I read Isha with Mahaz Amir and them there in the Binoni, and then I reached home 10 o'clock, mashallah. And then Sunday morning, I wanted the good rest, and I went for some shopping, and then afternoon, we did the program with Hafiz Wadi, and mashallah, now today we are back functioning. So it's only the mercy of Allah. We conclude, remember, with giving you the programs coming up, and make always dua, always, daily. You're a Muslim, right? So make dua daily for the Ummah. Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ مؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. You know, my brother Tobela, in the Q&A, then I spoke about parents. He made a night podcast with the four parts of the Q&A, then he had dua for parents. And we sent it out. Mashallah, I see people really appreciated it. So that was well done to Tobela for that. Okay, let me give you the programs coming now. 2:30 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Then we started fiqh also last week, Thursday, Monday to Saturday. We have fiqh program. Today is janaza. We just spoke of janaza, and you should know what is janaza. See, when that four brothers went in the grave, I whispered to them, say, when you put in the body now properly in the grave, each one of you read Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulullah. 90% of our brothers, they don't read because they don't know. So we have to educate them on the occasion what to say in the name of Allah, on the religion of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 4 to 5 Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke anguthi mubarak, which hand mubarak, which finger mubarak Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wear the ring mubarak. So that is Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri. Then 5 to 7 Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be Surah Ma'arij, verses 1 to 12, and thereafter 7:30 to 8 Maulana Yunus Patel. 8 to 10 Q&A Maulana Arafat and myself, and then 10 to 11 Urdu lecture by Maulana Ahmad. Jaan, maal, iman, eh, sab ki qadar karo. So we must appreciate all the bounties Almighty Allah has conferred and blessed us with. Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.